hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm getting ready to board a boat in the Dominican Republic and snorkel with humpback whales for an entire week. You're going to hear all about it next week and a little bit about it this week as I prepare for this adventure. However, we got a lot of stuff to cover. To kick off today's broadcast, I have one of the biggest guys in the know when it comes to diving news and information. That would be Scott Jones from Dive Newswire or Diver Wire, which is the consumer version. Right, Scott? Welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Hi, Greg. How you doing? It is DiverWire, DiverWire.com, and we've got plenty of exciting breaking scuba news all the time on DiverWire.
Yeah, you do, and obviously you can subscribe to this by going to DiverWire.com and signing up for the weekly, bi-weekly, monthly newsletter and get all the latest diving news and information right there. However, I figured why not let's bring Scott on and get some of the latest stuff that's coming across the wire right now, because there's been a lot happening since the DEMA show or since the first of the year, and I know you got your finger on the pulse of this stuff, right, Scott?
Well, indeed. You know, at the DEMA show, there was an awful lot of talk. Those boys at Atomic Aquatics are always coming up with something, and they previewed a mask that they called the Venom Mask. And that mask, now that we're into the new year, is starting to ship, and it's setting all kinds of records. And that's my top story right now on DiverWire, is the strong reception that this Venom Mask has had throughout dive stores from coast to coast.
Now, I heard about this at the DEMA show, and I never got around to see Dean and Doug there in the booth to have them show me this mask, but I did hear about it. I love the name, Venom Mask. It sounds like, you know, menacing, but what could be possibly new about a dive mask? What have they done to the dive mask that is obviously creating such a buzz in the industry?
Well, first of all, you know, Atomic always tests their products and tests them again before they release them. So there's really not a lot of recalls and things like that when they introduce a new product. So this product is bulletproof and ready to go. But I think the biggest thing is the quality of the glass. And if you set a traditional mask down on a white sheet of paper, you will see typically a green shade to it, and those are impurities in the glass.
Hmm.
What Atomic has done is that they went to Germany and they talked to the Schott glass company there, okay, in Germany, and they got some special glass that's called Schott Super White Ultra Clear Glass. And what it's done is it's taken all the impurities out of that glass and given the lenses the ultimate in clarity and the ability for you to truly enjoy your dive without some of those impurities in the glass. Now, that may not sound like that big of a deal here at the surface, but when you're at depth, some of those impurities mix with the depth and the lack of light and other things so that it's not as clear underwater. And that's what it's all about when you're diving, is what are you seeing? And this mask has that going for it.
All right. So the optics in the Venom Mask from Atomic are on a new level of quality that we haven't seen in the industry before.
Indeed. And then also they've got a new the mask frame is made from their ultra-soft rubber, but this mask is a little bit wider than the traditional atomic subframe or frameless mask. And, you know, when I've got a fairly large head, literally and figuratively, I'm told.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. Yeah, I'm with you there.
And when I wear one of the subframe masks, a lot of times, it's the mask and it fits fine, but it just doesn't look right. A little mask on a big frame, big frame guy.
Right.
This mask is a little more to my size. I've tried it. I love it. And, I can't wait to get in the water again with it. Not exactly sure where that next trip's going. I'm not as fortunate as you to get to go on trips on such a regular basis, but hopefully sometime soon.
Yeah, well, I won't have one there in the Dominican Republic, but it sounds like I'll have to take one or get my hands on one of these things and give it a try out for sure. But that's the Venom Mask from Atomic, now shipping at local dealers around the country. So take a look for that. Now, I know you got a lot of stuff going on. Talking about destinations, Bonaire is one of your favorite. And I know they have some stuff going on there right now, right?
Well, Bonaire is, as you said, my one of my favorite destinations. And I talk to a lot of the operations down there. There's some neat things happening, especially this is the 60th anniversary of the first diving hotel on the island of Bonaire. Now, I wasn't around 60 years ago. I don't think you were around 60 years ago, but diving's coming off a long way in that in those six decades.
Sure, yeah.
And Divi Resorts is going to celebrate that by at their Flamingo Beach operation, which is right downtown, south of downtown on the island. They're going to have a special activity every month for divers to help celebrate the 60th anniversary.
Now, is that going on right now or in the next month or two?
It started now here in January. Okay. They've got special lionfish hunts going on. They've got photo courses. They're going to be bringing Stephen Frank down. And in addition to having a photo course, Frank is going to be bringing along a Photoshop expert. And so those photographers are looking for that little extra help to, I don't want to say cheat, but how about enhance their photos?
No, cheat is probably a better word. Yeah. Why not? Let's be honest.
Well, I know that I cheat from time to time, and we're not really in competition. You want your photos to be the best they can be, and that's what that July event's going to be all about. And I've got a story about that and all the particulars on that up on diverwire.com right now.
Mm-hmm.
So and encourage your listeners to come take to read at that.
Okay, very good. And wasn't Peter Hughes one of the original folks that started a dive operation in Bonaire, or am I mistaken?
Well, Peter was involved in that first operation for many years. He's actually going to be coming back. He's one of the legends of Divi Resorts. I believe he's coming back in June. A lot of that, the details on what is going on, is on the Divi Flamingo Beach website, which is divi.com or diviresorts.com, and I'd encourage everyone to go take a look at the entire schedule and slate of events, because it's exciting what's going on out there.
Yeah, well, Bonaire is a great place to dive. I haven't been there in many years, but I always get good reviews. Need to head back. Maybe this will give me an excuse to go hang with Peter Hughes for a few days. That'd be pretty sweet.
Peter's a lot of fun, and I'm sure he can show you some things, tell you an awful lot of history about the island.
No, I have no doubt about that, for sure. Now, what about, we got some dive shows coming up this weekend. There's the Baltimore Dive Show, we're a few weeks away from Our World Underwater in Chicago. That's usually where I see the folks from Dive Heart, and I know those guys just got some news, didn't they?
Well, they did. In fact, that just broke this morning. And, I got to give Jim Elliott and his team a lot of credit, because they are doing a lot of incredible work with physically challenged divers, and especially veterans that are looking to stay active and as part of their military, service after returning home. And so the Dive Heart Foundation has received a $75,000 grant from the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs to help in those endeavors. And, you know, it's not cheap doing diving and doing the sorts of things that Dive Heart does. And I think this is a great way to help expand and celebrate some of the success that Jim has had over the years out there at Dive Heart.
Yeah, well, they do great work. And I believe they are based out of Chicago, right?
They are out of the Chicago, Illinois area.
Yeah.
That's true.
And that's usually where I catch up with them every year, other than DEMA. And he's always there doing something new and doing great work with these, wounded veterans or people with disabilities and turning them onto diving and having them have that sense of accomplishment after they learn to dive or go down and dive and you know, get rid of the problems or the limitations that they've been dealt. You know, they go away in that weightlessness atmosphere that we have as scuba divers. So Dive Heart, great work. Good to hear they're getting some more support. Diveheart.org, I believe, is the website as well. All right, Scott Jones from Diver Wire is our guest right now. Scott, hold the line. We got news on technology and how it's affecting us as divers, hopefully making us safer and happier when we're underwater. Plus, Christmas trees and diving. How do they mix? Well, we'll find out next. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
Scott Jones is our guest right now from DiverWire.com. You can go there, sign up for their newsletters, and stay up to date on the latest and greatest stuff going on in the diving industry. So we've covered a few things already, Scott. We got some interesting little tidbits on Christmas trees that we got to talk about here in just a bit. But first, let's talk about technology and how it's affecting the dive industry. You know, at DEMA, we saw, you know, apps over your cell phones that are turning your cell phone into, you know, an underwater dive computer. Those are starting to make their way to the market. We'll see how soon that happens. We've seen the, I saw this dry case thing at DEMA, and I saw it at the Surf Expo. I was talking about that last week on the big show, where you can literally take any phone underwater, vacuum seal it in this thing, and I guess you could possibly even text underwater with this thing. It's quite an interesting little, you know, idea these guys came up with, and the thing can go down to 100 feet, supposedly. Now, I haven't put it to the test, but who knows? I'm taking it to the Dominican Republic next week. We may test it out right there and see if I can text Bill and the gang back in the studio and say, hey, I'm with a humpback whale. Where the heck are you?
Well, you know, Greg, some of that technology can be a double-edged sword, because I know that when I'm diving, the last thing in the world I want is somebody trying to get a hold of me via text, you know?
Well,
and I'm going to have to be real careful whether or not I actually want to do that when I go diving, because part of the joy of diving is the escape, but it is nice that technology allows you to stay connected if you really, really, really want that to happen.
Well, you know, it sounds pretty damn cool to be able to update your Facebook status from underwater.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So we'll see. I mean, these devices, this dry case, that has huge potential. You know, the apps that are starting to come out for diving industry issues. I mean, SSI has this new phone app. I know that was one of the press releases on your site, right?
Indeed. I think that, we're seeing an awful lot of change in technologies driving it. This new SSI app that is available for download right now, they say it's for iPhone now and Android coming soon. That could eliminate that need for that SIM card entirely, and everything's done digitally now. I know that they aren't the only organization that's doing that. I know that Patty's in development of something very similar, where, you know, your SIM card and all your certification history and everything can be downloaded onto your smartphone, and that is so definitely the wave of the future. I think it makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, well, Patty already has an app out there, and I think for Android and for iPhone, that you can download for free, and it basically tells you where the latest or nearest Patty center is near you, that type of thing. And I think that is one of the next phase, or next release, or they're trying to incorporate having your SIM card right there on your app, so you won't have to, you know, go online to look up your SIM card if you forgot it at a resort or something. You can just have your app with it with you and punch up your SIM card. And I will tell you, when it comes to technology, I thought that was a pretty cool device, and then somebody mentioned to me, Greg, I already do that. What do you mean you already do that? He goes, well, I took my smartphone and I just took a picture of my SIM card, both sides, and I have it stored in my phone, so I never always have my card. I guess that would work in a pinch, wouldn't it?
I think it certainly is you'd have to be a really uptight dive operation to not accept that as proof of a SIM card, tell you that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, sometimes you need to step back from the technology and realize, like, hey, wait a minute, we already have this stuff, if you just kind of think it through a little bit. And I just had never thought about doing that, so I was like, well, okay, that's a good idea. So feel free to use that little tidbit or download those apps as you see fit, or maybe a combination of the two will work for you. Now, one of the most unique things that you have presented me in recent memory has to be this issue with Christmas trees. We've just come out of the holidays. I mean, it's fairly past, you know, recycling time of live Christmas trees, but you were telling me before we went on the air today that there's a group that have actually taken, I assume, artificial Christmas trees, and they're trying to do something cool with it from a diving perspective. Is that it?
No, these are actual Christmas trees that are all brown and ready for recycling.
Okay.
That the guys from Inland Water Divers in Goodyear, Arizona, out my backyard, my neck of the woods here in Arizona.
Okay.
And what they do is they go out to Lake Pleasant. Lake Pleasant is a very popular diver training facility out here in the desert. Frankly, it's the only training area out here in the desert where divers can get in the water and practice their skills and get their certifications. But what they do is that they take these Christmas trees, and with the stands still, the metal stands and the wood, you know, stands on the bottom, and they take them down to the about 50 feet on the south side of the lake. and they put rocks on them. They put things to anchor them down to the bottom, and these Christmas trees apparently turn into artificial reefs, and the fish enjoy it because they can swim in and out of there and everything. And over time, the trees break down a little bit, but they break down in such a way that there is some artificial reef type habitats there. And I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, when was the last time you went diving with a Christmas tree? You know,
well, I'm hip. I love the idea, but let me make sure I got this mental picture painted correctly. So they anchor them down, so they're like suspended in midwater by a
rope? They go down to the bottom, go down
okay.
to 50 feet.
All right,
take these frames.
Yeah.
Because, you know, without the frames, the trees could float away and other things. So they're still secured to the bottom of the frame. And then they put rocks and other things
to anchor
on top
it.
Of the stands so that they're basically, it looks like there's a little Christmas tree farm down there on the bottom.
Wow. And so they're doing this with live trees. They don't deteriorate enough. The wood just doesn't get eaten away. Or is the water cold there, I'm guessing, maybe, or no?
Well, it's certainly cold right now.
Yeah.
But, I you know, from what I'm told, the fish enjoy it. It's not a hazard at all, and it's something unique to do with all those recycled Christmas trees. And, you know, I haven't heard of this done in any other lakes, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does happen in other areas of the country. I just haven't heard about it.
Yeah, well, I've heard dive clubs taking a Christmas tree down underwater before the season and decorating it or putting in, you know, putting fish-type food on it where the fish would come in and eat off of the Christmas tree. And shoot a video or something like that. But this is kind of a unique recycling idea. Sounds interesting. Then you could dive down through the Christmas tree forest, I guess. So you have created a new little, at least an obstacle course type of dive site, huh?
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, at the very least, it's an opportunity to take some photos and, you know, practice your underwater skills in terms of interacting with the different reefs, environments, and other things. And I can't tell you that I'm going to be down there exploring those Christmas trees in the 40, 50-degree water anytime soon, but I'm sure there are some divers out here that enjoy it.
All right, diverwire.com. Go there, sign up. You can stay in the know when it comes to the latest dive news and information. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master. Online with me right now, I have Mermaid Lizzie, who has basically been through her hazing ceremony there in Bimini for New Year's Eve. So now she's about to hit the road with us for the Scuba Radio Dive Show World Tour. Are you ready, Lizzie?
I'm so ready, Greg.
Yes. Now, we will kick off this tour in Chicago in February. And, we basically start in the coldest place on the face of the planet. And then it gets better from there as far as weather is concerned. But, well, you'll bring a little of that Florida sunshine up there to our Midwest diver friends, right, Lizzie? You're prepared to do so.
I sure hope so. I know it's going to be really cold, but I'm prepared for it.
Yes. Now, are you prepared? Now, let me put it this way. You've already been through your hazing ceremony in the Bahamas, but you know in Chicago, there's a whole nother level of it because...
Oh, no.
Yes, yeah. When we go to Chicago, there's talk of doing mermaid snow angels. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with that.
You see? That's why Lizzie is fastly becoming... one of our most popular mermaids. Now, so who knows? Maybe we'll have to do that as part of our festivities there at Our World Underwater. Then in March, we have Beneath the Sea, and we'll go up to New Jersey and hang out with the divers up there, maybe do a little stuff in the city. You're excited about that, right?
Yes, I can't wait. I love the city.
Now, you reside in Gainesville, Florida, and teach divers there that go to school and do that. Are you doing any teaching right now, smack dab in the middle of winter or what?
I actually just got done two classes this morning. It's great. It was their first experience on scuba, so I just love seeing their faces light up when they breathe underwater for the first time. And it doesn't feel like winter here right now because it's like 85 degrees today. It's crazy.
Well, we'll suck it up because it won't be like that. I have a feeling February in Chicago. So enjoy this while it lasts. But when we go up there, you know, what will warm your hearts is those Midwest divers because, well, they may feed you some nice warm food. But they're good folks, okay? Trust me on this. You with me, Lizzie?
Yes, totally with you.
All right, excellent. So look for her in Chicago, New Jersey. We got a Dan tip next and more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 34. Back in the 1700s, early sailors would often mistake manatees for the mythical mermaid.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Now you know the real reason why you should never drink and dive.
I don't know, he looks kind of hairy and slobbery to me.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Now, Nick, we've talked before about planning for a dive trip, and I maintain you cheated and crammed sub-tips into your tips last time, but I was wondering if you still have any follow-up tips for when you're actually on the vacation.
Sure I do. I've always got more tips to help keep divers safe and having fun.
I thought you might. So what does Dan recommend that will help improve our dive travel?
Well, everything we suggest is really pretty simple. For example, when you get to your destination, take a few minutes to check your gear. Make sure none of it was damaged during your travel.
Better to discover it then than when you're ready to do your first dive.
It won't make a good first dive. Checking your gear upon arrival gives you the time to repair or replace any gear that might need it or rent anything that you might need. As we all know, taking care of your gear and being comfortable with it is a big factor in safe diving.
Even if my gear's good to go, I like to find the operation when I arrive, if only to know where it is and meet the staff.
I like to do that too. It's one less thing I have to do the first morning of diving, and sometimes you can even get all your paperwork done.
I'm on board with anything that means less thinking in the morning. Okay, so what's next?
Stock up on water. Most dive boats provide water while on board, but it's always a good idea to have some extra bottled water on hand. Even if you don't need it on the boat, you'll have it with you to keep hydrated throughout the day.
It also solves that don't drink the local water problem.
Why, yes, it does.
So far, so simple. What else?
A lot of popular dive locations are in sunny spots, so keep the sunscreen handy and apply often. It's a pretty basic safety tip, but sunburn is no fun, and it can sneak up on you quicker than you think and really put a damper on your vacation.
I know what you mean. I've seen a lot of good lobster impressions out there. I'm the best, by the way.
And if you ever had to put on a wetsuit over a sunburn, you know, and you don't want to do it twice.
Yeah, ouch! How about some tips for the diving itself?
That's the easiest of all. When you're diving in a new or foreign location, the best thing you can do is listen. Listen closely to your dive briefings. It's likely you'll be diving a site new to you, or at least one you don't dive frequently. So listen to what the dive master has to say. They're the key source of information about that dive.
And it's not just about currents and profiles either. I've heard briefings that had information about local laws on fishing, artifact recovery, and a few other things that can get you in trouble.
And trouble can be real trouble, especially in foreign countries. So it's good to pay attention. Not only do boat procedures and dive procedures differ from operator to operator, but also local laws and customs, too.
And once the dive is done, dive staff can be a good information source for those surface intervals, too.
They are indeed, which brings me to my last point.
Bring it home, Nick.
Above all, when you're on vacation, take care of you. Trips can be really exciting and adventurous, and that's one of the best things about them for a lot of people. But it's okay to take some time to relax. Especially if you're diving, even on vacation, the same rules still apply. Get plenty of sleep, eat well, Take it easy on the alcohol.
You're not saying don't drink on vacation. Come on.
I'm saying everything in moderation. And if you do choose to drink, take it easy and drink plenty of water along with it. Remember the tip about keeping water handy and staying hydrated.
Way to tie it all together.
Thanks, I try. One last thought, and don't forget to put aside some decompression time before you fly home. Save some of your sightseeing for your last day, or spend it relaxing in a hammock. But definitely remember to build in that buffer between your last dive and the flight home.
That's getting awfully close to a sub-tip.
A reminder, just a friendly reminder.
You put a lot of time and effort into planning a trip, so take these very simple tips and maximize your experience once you reach your destination. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
So why not let's just continue that Divers Alert Network theme, because on the phone is Abby from Divers Alert Network. Abby, how are you?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. It's really nice to hear from you.
Well, back at you. Now, you know, for those of you who don't know, and it's hard to believe that you wouldn't, but Abby is one of our original scuba radio mermaids, and then she blossomed into a much more important figure in the dive industry and works for Dives Alert Network now. However, she is my go-to gal when I need some advice on how to handle our mermaids or trying to stay up with the pod, that kind of thing. Kind of like a mermaid consultant, right, Abby? Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I don't have a business card with that title, but we can go with mermaid consultant.
All right. Yeah, that's better than mermaid madam or something like that. But we'll
Yeah, I think I'd shy away from anything that has madam in the title. That's probably my best answer.
All right. Yeah, well, maybe not. It depends. But Nikki, one of our other original Scuba Radio mermaids, is expecting. Have you heard from Nikki lately?
You know, I haven't talked to her directly, but we've exchanged emails and texts. I mean, of course, that's how we all communicate these days. She's doing really well, and she's expected to pop any moment.
Yes. So we have a little mermaid tadpole on the way as we attempt to grow the pod. Denise, Mermaid Denise, she had a baby just a couple months ago. So, you know, it's like the girls are doing their thing to try to multiply and make our Scuba Radio Mermaid pod bigger. Is that really what they were trying to do, or did this just happen by default? What do you think?
Yeah, so it looks like they're trying to expand the mermaid population.
Yes.
So, and, you know, Mermaid Denise had a little girl, and Mermaid Nikki is going to have a little boy.
Oh.
So
that's not helping.
Further. Well, you know, we've got a mermaid baby girl and mermaid baby boy, so they might grow up to produce their own mermaid.
Well, okay, all right, maybe yeah.
Mermaid.
All right, well, we got to look ahead to the future. We're always trying to build on our pod, so if that's what it is, God bless him, and we wish him the best. Hopefully we'll hear from Nikki here soon after these festivities take place. And I'm sure, Abby, you'll be one of the first people to know, because you're pretty much you follow all this stuff, right? They're your friends, and you got to stay up with the pod.
Right. Well, we've all gone our different directions since our mermaiding days.
Right.
We live in different areas and different states. But, yes, I do keep in touch, and I will certainly know and pass along the information to you and to all of your listeners.
Well, absolutely. And you are pretty busy. You're at Baltimore this weekend for the Baltimore Dive Show. And Dives Alert Network is getting ready to hit the road just like us for the Dive Show World Tour, which pretty much kicks off, I guess, this weekend in Baltimore. And then you're going to be in Chicago, right?
Yep, Greg. Our show season is starting with the Baltimore show this weekend. We're here now. And then we're going to continue on. And the next big event after that is the Our World Underwater Show in Rosemont, Illinois.
Yeah, and we got some big plans for that show. We'll announce in the next week or so, or maybe even in Chicago, so get ready for that. Not quite ready to announce it just yet, but it is big, so I'll leave it at that. But you have a lot of stuff with Divers Alert Network that you guys are going to be rolling out at these shows, right?
Well, we've got a lot of new information out there for everyone. We've got everything from new products to new services, and not to mention that at every single event, we're going to have seminars, and there's educational opportunities for those folks out there that want to take a Dan course. And that's pretty much common at every single show we're going to be at. So if you want a comprehensive day with Dan, come out to these big shows and come by and see us. And to find out more about where we're going to be and what activities we're going to be doing, you can go to the DAN website, dan.org, and click on our upcoming events tab to find out where we're going to be.
Yeah, follow that schedule online and go to the dive shows. You know, I always use the dive shows as my yearly reminder to get my DAN membership renewed, which you guys help facilitate that at all the shows, right, Abby?
Well, yeah, that's right, Greg. At every show, we can do pretty much provide you any service that DAN offers. So we can sell products, we can renew your membership, pretty much the whole gamut of things that DAN offers to the public. So, yeah, come by the booth. We'll renew you right then and there. You'll have it done for the year. And then hopefully you'll come back again next year to the same dive show and continue to renew with us.
Now, what about you, Abby? In between all these dive shows and what you're doing with Divers Alert Network, are you planning to get any? Are you planning to get in the water anytime soon and do some diving or what?
Well, Greg, the sad reality is that I do not get in the water enough. But I think I might have a vacation in June, a weekend vacation where I'll be going free diving with whale sharks.
Well, that's excellent. You're going to go dive or free dive with whale sharks, and next week I'm going to be free diving and snorkeling with humpback whales. We'll have to compare whales after our trips. Sound good?
Well, we'll swap notes, yes. That sounds like a good idea.
Whoa, Abby, I'm not taking notes. I'll take pictures. Take pictures and leave them bubbles, right? All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
This is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, you know, the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard is the same boat that we will be on next week, and we will be broadcasting to you from the deck of this vessel. They're on the Silver Banks off the coast of the Dominican Republic. You're going to hear all about it. Now, on board with me will be my good buddy, Walt DeMartini. Now, Walt is legendary in South Florida with the dive boat, the Dry Martini. He's a good friend of the show, and at the very last minute, he called up his buddy Tom Conlon, who runs these trips for Explorer Ventures, right, Walt? And he said, yeah, come on board, Walt. We need an extra captain or what? What happened?
Well, he just said, come on down and see how much trouble you can get into.
Okay, well, that's good. That means that we're in for a treat, because every time Walt comes along, you know, with one of our scuba radio adventures, it always kicks it up a notch, because he is a professional, not only in the dive industry, but in just orchestrating parties. Him and Neil are kind of like hand in hand in that regard. Is that a fair thing to say to you there, Walt, or what?
Well, I wish I could get up to the Neil Watson rankings, but I'm kind of working my way up there.
Yeah, well, you guys compliment each other very well, maybe.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I can't really wait to get down to the Silver Bank down there, and all my friends have been telling me about those whales for years and years, and it's just supposed to be the most spectacular trip you can do, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and that's kind of hard for me to believe, because Walt, you know, you are legendary. You've been in the dive industry for many, many years, and you're telling me you've never done this experience either?
Never done the whales before.
It's never done the whales.
Time.
The humpback whales, yeah, because last week we had Neil on, and I had thought he had did this actually last year, and he said, no, you're going to be one up on me. I've never done the Silverbank humpback whale trip either. So this will be a new experience for you. I am honored that you're going to be on there with us, enjoying this adventure. We'll share this experience together, Walt. It'll be fun. And maybe we'll have a cocktail or two, because there's no diving. It's only snorkeling. So there's no issues there, I guess, right?
That's correct. That's what I understand.
Was that a selling point for you?
I'm definitely looking for some rum on that boat.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll just leave it at that. All right, so, Walt, we'll obviously talk much, much more about this adventure next week when we broadcast from the boat. You'll be my designated mermaid for the week. Is that fair?
All right, that's fair. But I don't want to wear the bottom. I'll wear the top, but not the bottom.
Oh, God help us. All right, well, you'll have to tune in for that. It's kind of like a car wreck. You're going to have to turn and look. Slow down just a little bit. What, Walt? What?
This boat we're going on is fantastic. It's a 123 or 124 foot boat. I've been on it years and years ago when it was the Palomina.
Yeah,
and
right.
It operated out of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I was on it for a bunch of parties with Neil, and Neil was real familiar with the people who owned it. I think they were involved with government in the Bahamas, and they sold it. I guess Clay picked it up,
right,
and really spruced the boat up. It was fantastic years ago, but I understand what he's done to it. It's really just in fantastic shape right now.
Yeah.
Staterooms are extraordinary, you know. And I've been on a few liveaboards in my day.
Yeah, but, yeah. The Captain Walt is known for actually being a pilot of many of the liveaboards, a filling pilot the last few years for several companies. But, you know, I've been on that boat. It's the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard boat, Walt. And I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite boats. It's one of the largest in the entire Caribbean, I believe, as well. But like you said, it's really outfitted, really nice. We're going to enjoy that immensely. But let's go back in time a little bit when it comes to the legendary Walt DeMartini. Every time I travel throughout the Bahamas, and especially in South Florida, it never fails to amaze me that Walt's name gets brought up some strange place. You know, whether it's on the VHF radio when I was heading out and doing a free diving class in South Florida last time, a couple months ago, they started talking about, hey, whatever happened to Walt DeMartini? Where's that guy kicking? And or we're in the Bahamas and that kind of thing. But you really did make a big name for yourself with this boat, the dive boat, the Dry Martini. So let's go back, because it's not operating as a dive vessel anymore, but is it still floating out there somewhere or what?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was funny. I operated the boat for 18 years and had some of the greatest crew members of all time working on that dive boat, which we'll discuss later.
Well, no, we can discuss that now. Yeah, one of the reputations Walt had was for hiring the most beautiful crew on the planet to work his boats. And these girls were very talented in many ways. We'll just leave it at that. I think everybody can connect those dots. Right, Walt?
Right. You got it, buddy.
Yes, yes.
they're right up there with the mermaid.
Yeah, they are.
That's possible.
It was like pre-mermaid for sure. But let's just say Walt has an eye for talent, and it was world renowned.
Right. I sold a boat to two guys from Crested Butte, Arkansas, which is a strange Crested Butte, Colorado. I'm sorry, which is a strange place for divers to come from. But
yeah.
They bought it. They moved the boat down to Key West, and they operated it for a couple of years. Ran into some health issues, non-diving related health issues, and they wound up selling the boat. They actually sold the boat back to the guy that I had originally purchased it from. 20 years prior.
Wow, okay.
A guy named Steve Kokonos. They moved that boat back into the Gulf. That was right around the time of that oil disaster in the Gulf.
Okay.
And those prices on those boats went sky high. Steve made a ton of money with that boat. And as far as I know, it's still operating in the Gulf to this day.
Yeah, because it was
not as a dive boat, but as a crew boat, supply boat.
Right, because that's what it initially was built for, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, there you go. Now we know the whatever happened to the dry martini. If you do a search on Google, like dry martini dive boat, it still comes up all over the web about Walt's legendary dive adventures in South Florida. So give it a whirl, and that'll entertain you for a few minutes and help you kill some time. All right. And speaking of killing time, stick around for hour two. We're going to talk more about this humpback whale trip, what to expect, and much, much more right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.